You've spent your whole life relying on your mind to get through. It's helped you succeed. It's helped you stay safe. It's helped you make sense of a world that didn't always feel predictable. But when it comes to healing, especially healing anxiety, that same mind might be the very thing that keeps you stuck, because you might actually be too smart to recover. And I don't say that as an insult. I say that because I've lived it and I've helped people around the world that are absolutely brilliant at what they do and just who they are. The more they think, the more they've achieved can often hold them back in the healing journey. Recovery is not an intellectual process. It's an embodied one. Your intellect is incredible, but if it's running the show, especially when it comes to your healing, you'll eventually hit a wall. So in this video, I'm going to be breaking down how to overcome this, even when you feel like you've been overthinking this, when you feel like you've relied on your intellect, and what to do instead. So if you don't know who I am, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome these debilitating panic attacks, those mysterious physical symptoms that the doctors say is just anxiety, the depersonalization, derealization, which is dissociation, the intrusive thoughts that come from an oversensitized nervous system. If you're new to the channel, or if you don't know the recovery principles, I'll put a link down below to a free ebook that breaks down the recovery principles. And if you want a video version, stay tuned, because at the end of the video, I'll give you another resource that will describe the recovery journey in a video format. Now, with that said, let's give the intellect credit where it's due, okay? The intellect is not the villain here. Your intellect is your ability to think things through, to understand the world. It's a very powerful tool. It's incredible when it's used for with its intended purposes. Some of the benefits of your intellect is that it helps you interpret experiences. It helps turning chaos in this world into order. Imagine having a difficult conversation where someone just snapped at you and it just came out of nowhere. Your mind might come in and think, you know what? This person is just overwhelmed. This had nothing to do with me. I didn't do anything wrong here. Having an intellect helps you decipher that. Instead of taking things personally, your intellect helps you understand how other people might be dealing with things. The intellect also helps you problem solve and plan. Imagine you're going on a trip. You research flights, compare options, create a checklist, or before a big meeting, you rehearse your points and anticipate questions. This is incredibly important in life. Having the skill to utilize the intellect to foreshadow what might be coming, to predict what might be happening, is incredibly important for your success in life. The intellect also helps create meaning. It helps you define who you are and what matters the most based on your values. You might reflect on your life and might think to yourself, I want my life to be rooted in service, or my family is my core value for me. That intellect turns raw experience into direction and purpose. The intellect also helps you create structure. It can help you build a daily schedule that can support your energy instead of draining it. This structure creates stability, and the intellect is great at building that. The intellect is also there to protect you. When someone feels emotionally overwhelming, your mind helps you stay steady. You get tough feedback and reminds you of what you did well and how to grow. It's like an internal advisor helping you stay centered. But here's the important thing. All these things are helpful in life, but when it comes to the healing journey, the intellect can actually hold you back. See, a lot of people pride on their achievements, especially people that are like doctors or high achievers like lawyers, or, you know, we work with people that are in media. And what we find is that they're able to think things through very well, and it becomes a source of identity for them. And so they use those same principles, that same toolkit, and they apply it to their healing journey. All this does is that it doesn't help you on the healing journey. It just makes you overthink. People start thinking, maybe I'm having this symptom because I haven't thought through this, or I haven't thought through that, or maybe there's something that I'm missing. The thing that's holding you back isn't that you're thinking through things. It's because you're overthinking it. Because the important distinction here in this entire conversation is that there's a difference between thinking critically and thinking constantly. See, when people are in this cycle, they're thinking constantly. Oftentimes, they're thinking the same thing over and over again. Why is this happening? Is this still there? How do I make this go away? Why is this ruining my life? You're not thinking critically, right? When you're thinking critically, it's intentional. It has a start and a finish. You ask the question, you explore the answer, and then you let it go. But most people that are stuck in this cycle, they're not thinking critically, they're just thinking chronically. And here's the ironic thing. It's that overthinking that keeps the nervous system stuck on this fight or flight mode, that keeps it sensitized. So here's the question. Can you think something through and when you're done, you can let it go? Because healing doesn't come from holding on tighter. It comes from learning how to release. It's learning the principles of the recovery journey and then moving forward. Once you understand why you have these symptoms, you understand the mechanics of the mind. Once you learn how to respond, it's about practicing that response and living and doing it through actual intention, not through thinking things through. Imagine you're going swimming, right? You can read about swimming as much as you want. You can read 1,000 books on it, but that's not going to save you when it comes to jumping in the water. The only thing you can do is jump in the water and learn. Sure, reading some books can point you in the right direction, help you focus on a couple of things, but you just have to jump in. And when people feel like they over-rely on their intelligence, their ability to think things through, what happens is that it paralyzes them on the healing journey. Now that we've broken down the benefits and the usefulness of the intellect and how it's actually incredibly important, let's talk about the limits. The thing is that your intellect can't feel. It can only explain. It can explain sadness, but it can't feel sadness. Healing happens in the body, not in the brain. And so what happens is that people, instead of feeling the emotion, and that helps you desensitize your nervous system, they run up to their head. They run into their head and they start thinking because they're avoiding just feeling. They're not able to feel. They're using their mind as a shield from feeling. But the intellect can't feel. This is part of the body, not the brain. Number two, the intellect demands certainty. And if we know anything about anxiety recovery, is that if you are searching for certainty, that is going to hold you back. We always talk about recovery as part of going into the unknown and knowing that everything's going to be okay. There's a big element of faith in this, knowing that no matter what happens, you'll figure this out, right? So part of it is learning how to respond to fear, but it's also about developing courage to go into the unknown, to develop that faith. And so when you're relying on the intellect and it's so focused on certainty, it always wants to know. It wants to know before going into something. But all that does is that it just paralyzes people. And people go weeks, months, years, not taking the step forward because they want to feel ready. But recovery lives in the unknown. Number three, the intellect builds identities. It says things like, I'm broken, I've tried everything. These are mental constructs that keep you stuck. This is not reality. The intellect is just finding stories and narratives to help explain what's going on. But oftentimes, if you don't know what's happening, well, these stories are misleading. And what happens is people start relying on these stories and thinking it's fact. It's just stories. When people say to themselves, I'll never recover, I've dealt with this for too long, they're just finding reasons for why they can't do it. Their intellect is just finding reasons. And so you have to acknowledge that when you're on the healing journey, the intellect might say that, but you're still going to move forward in the direction you want to go. There might be a period where you're feeling incongruence, but that's okay. As you start living life, as you start making progress, the intellect will change. The intellect will recognize and have proof, validation. It'll have evidence that what you're doing is the right direction, and the intellect will change its narrative. Next, the intellect resists stillness. It wants to loop, it wants to fix, it wants to solve. But many of these breakthroughs that you'll find on the healing journey is through presence. It's not through problem solving. It's just letting the symptoms be there, just sitting with it, not fighting it, not creating any stories, not intellectualizing it, just feeling it, and letting the adrenaline burn itself off. And lastly, the intellect fears transcendence. It's rooted in control and separation. In many ways, you can say intellect is very similar to the ego in this video, for the purposes of this video. But healing often dissolves those boundaries. So many people in the healing journey think like, okay, I'm dealing with this symptom is different than this one. Okay, now I have this one, where does this categorize? And so a big part of the healing journey, we always say, is throw everything under the anxiety umbrella. This way you're not constantly intellectualizing. It's just one thing, and you just let everything surface up as it should, and you just let the emotions, the sensations, the symptoms pass on their own. This is because if you go too deep into thinking through things, well, what happens is that the intellect gets in the way, and it's always trying to get in control. So to summarize, look, the intellect isn't the enemy. It just needs the right seat at the table. Intellect is a phenomenal servant, but it's a terrible master. So let it observe, not control. Let it reflect, not escape. Let it integrate, but don't override. The intuitive mind is a sacred gift. The rational mind is a faithful servant. We've created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. So you're not broken. You're just used to solving things with the wrong tool. Your intellect is brilliant, but healing isn't a puzzle. It's not something to figure out. It's not something to move through. And the moment you stop trying to think your way to freedom, that's often when real healing begins. If you want to know the recovery journey and understand the principles of recovery, make sure to check out this masterclass over here. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.